From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. It's Friday, and that means Silicon Tally time, when I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. For this week's game, we played with technology review editor-in-chief Jason Ponton at the Asgard Pub in Central Square, all with the encouragement from some of our listeners here in Boston. Okay, so I'm going to start. 250 minutes.
The amount of free airtime provided by advertisers to mobile phone users in Africa.
That's a very specific guess. It's actually the monthly talk time on government-issued cell phones. It's part of a program to help low-income Americans stay connected. Detroit residents who use the program will keep getting those minutes despite the government shutdown, because the program, which is managed by the FCC, is funded by telecom companies.
Does everybody remember that game Stump the Chump on Click and Clack? That's kind of what this feels like right now. But
am I the chump?
We're both the chumps. So I'm about to chumpify you as well.
Yeah, chumpify me.
378,000. This is a surprise number. I was astonished by this.
378,000 is the number of BlackBerries that were not sold so far this year.
The mirror image, it's the number of iPhones sold per day, which is more than the number of people born. The demographic curve of people buying iPhones is higher than the replacement rate of the planet.
How does that work? How does that, I don't get that.
That's the job of MIT Technology Review, is to both inspire you and slightly disturb you by the implications of future technologies.
Jason Ponton from MIT's Technology Review, thank you for playing Silicon Tally.
Ben, thank you very much.
You can hear more of our visit to Boston on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.